The Walmart Effect. How the world's most powerful company really works, and how it's transforming the American economy. By Charles Fishman. Narrated by Alan Sklar. Copyright 2006 by Charles Fishman. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Charles Fishman and the Penguin Press, and was produced in the year 2006 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Who knew shopping was so important? I'm probably not the best negotiator in the world. I lack the ability to squeeze that last dollar. Sam Walton, founder of Walmart. Starting in the early 1990s, a change swept through a line of products that most adult Americans use every day. Until then, nearly every brand and style of deodorant, roll-on and solid, powder, fresh and unscented, came in a paperboard box. You opened the box, pulled out the container of deodorant, and pitched the box in the garbage. In the early 1990s, Walmart, among other retailers, decided the paperboard box was a waste. It added nothing to the customer's deodorant experience. The product already came in a can or a plastic container that was at least as tough as the box, if not tougher. The box took up shelf space. It wasted cardboard. Shipping the weight of the cardboard wasted fuel. The box itself cost money to design, to produce. It even cost money to put the deodorant inside the box, just so the customer could take it out. With the kind of quiet but irresistible force that Walmart can apply, the retailer asked deodorant makers to eliminate the box.